Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. 414-799-1250. Packers lost. Let me read you a few tweets. Really good thread that I saw from CD Tundravision. You may follow this gentleman at Tundravision. He's got a thread about how he's a big Packer fan and he's gone to a bunch of games and, you know, the last dance came along. Then he goes on to say this. After one promising drive, Rodgers reverted to his same lazy hero ball form, playing uninspired ball, ignoring his reads and checkdowns, feeding the ball to Devontae. We stared in horror as the last dance fell apart. But then Rodgers' post-game presser, combined with his unattached me-first dialogue all season, showed us that Rodgers was never in the same way Jordan was in with the Bulls. Nothing was getting in Jordan's way in the last dance. Rodgers got in his own way. Tundravision goes on to say, "That's my anger with the situation. I put my own beliefs on hold to support Rodgers' promise that all-in was going to be worth it. I never wanted to go all-in, but I believed in Rodgers. And now we will suffer the consequences for years. It's time to reap what we cheered Brian Gutekunst for sowing, a salary cap situation that will take a minimum of 2 years to clear, the sacrifice of more players with big contracts. It's going to be tough, but it never had to be. We should have learned our lesson in 07. One guy isn't bigger than the team, isn't worth sacrificing the future for. No matter how good they are, there's always someone waiting in the wings to pick up where they left off. Will we ever learn?" The next couple of years, there's a lot of context here. This really is not the Packers lost. Let's be mad. Frustrations on Rodgers. Get him out of here. This is an issue of he's got 1 year left on his contract. Are you going to let him play again, or are you going to try to trade him and get something for him while you can? Because if he comes back, remember, they're $45 million over the cap. If he comes back, I'm telling you right now, Devontae's not a Packer anymore. I just don't even understand how it could be. Devontae's not a Packer. You want to get rid of... You want to keep Rodgers and Devontae? You're going to have to get rid of a whole bunch of other people. You're going to have to get rid of, my God, Za'Darius is pretty much already gone. Randall Cobb's gone. MVS will probably be gone. Tonyan's going to be gone. Turner and Lucas Patrick are probably gone. Preston's probably gone. Rasul and Devondre are for sure gone. Adrian Amos is going to have to be gone. Mason Crosby's gone. You want to get rid of all that just to keep Rodgers and Devontae? Okay, you got Rodgers and Devontae. Then what? You're going to have to work Aaron Jones. You got to rework that again. Then, I don't know, you have David Bakhtiari and, okay, Elgton Jenkins. On defense, You can have Rodgers and Devontae. You love Rodgers. You think he's so good. How could we ever move on from him? You love him and you love Devontae. This team is going to be basically Rodgers and Devontae against the world. Oh, wait, we just saw that Saturday.
Here's the thing. If you want to move on from them and you don't think you're able to build a roster around them, I get that. I understand that they're going to be very cap-strapped. But we all understand how important the quarterback position is. We all understand how good Aaron Rodgers can be. He didn't show it on Saturday, but we all understand how good he can be. If you want to win, you want to win the NFC North, much less the Super Bowl. You want to win the NFC North. Aaron Rodgers is going to give you your best shot at that. And I get that it's going to deplete the roster, but you find a way. There are a whole lot of teams that have good rosters, but no quarterback, and they're all sitting at home right now. The only one that's moved on this far, that's done it consistently the last couple of years without much of a quarterback, San Francisco did it with Jimmy G a couple years ago, and they're still doing it. And then the Rams did it 1 year with Jared Goff. There aren't teams that have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers that just move on from them. And just because they can't fill out the rest of the roster with stars, you find a way to keep the quarterback, let Goody do his job and find guys like Devondre Campbell and Rasul Douglas again. You can find those guys. You can find good players that are cheap to play linebacker. Maybe you're not going to hit on an all-pro again. That's fine. But you can find guys to fill in and make plays. If you expect Jordan Love to step in and lead you to another Super Bowl appearance that Rodgers hasn't been able to get to you, what makes you think that I understand you're frustrated with Aaron Rodgers not getting you there? What makes you think that Jordan Love steps in and gets you there? What has he shown you? I'm not saying he can't, but what has he shown you that makes you think that he could step in with the same roster and the decisions that Aaron Rodgers made that were wrong, Jordan Love's going to make the right ones? And if he makes the right ones, what's to tell you that he doesn't put the ball in the 49ers' hands instead of the Packers' hands? My thing here is you can move on from Rodgers because of what's going to mess up the rest of the roster. And I understand it. I get where everyone's coming from. But the other side of this is the quarterback is the most important position on the football field. You keep the quarterback and you figure everything else out. Is it going to work 100% of the time? No. But you know what else isn't going to work 100% of the time? Moving on from Aaron Rodgers. There are both sides to this thing. I get where you're coming from, Bart. I'm going to take the other approach. And I say you keep the quarterback, figure everything else out later.
We are in...
We generally agree, but we are on stark opposite sides of this.
We're in different rooms.
Yeah.
Like, we're looking at each other, but we're separated. So I'm going to walk over to you. I got to tell just you something, okay? I just got to tell you something.
All right.
Because I'm not sure if I want to tell all the people what I'm thinking yet.
All right.
So you can keep your microphone on. If it picks it up, it picks it up. But I got to walk over to you.
All right. Bart's walking over here. He's opening the door.
They win that game if Jordan Love starts.
That's an interesting take.
You disagree?
Totally disagree.
They win that game if Jordan Love starts.
No. No.
They run the ball more consistent. He takes his checkdowns. They got a good defense.
How many points do they score against Kansas City?
Yeah, that's probably all they would need against San Francisco last night.
How many points did they score against Kansas City? What did they score, 7?
I think they scored 7. Niners offense only scored 6.
That's fine. They scored 10 points. What's to make you think they would have had to score 14 points to win? I don't have faith Jordan Love scoring 14
These
points.
These guys, before the season, put Instagram photos of the last dance.
Then
lost in the playoffs, one and done.
You want to give...
That's inexcusable.
You want to go last dance, give them one more shot at this thing. I get it. They should have won it this year.
One more shot? Okay. You know I love the Packers, right?
Yep.
No one goes above... We got to... Rodgers is good. So the options are Rodgers comes back with a team that's half of what we have now. Not as good. And not wins a Super Bowl. Or we get a boatload for him and retool and regroup this thing. And maybe they move on from Jordan Love. Maybe he's the guy. They try a year. It doesn't work. They draft somebody else or pick up somebody else. It doesn't... I think a lot of Packer fans, we had 30 years of misery. And then we had 30 years of even when like it was Vince Lombardi in those 50s and 60s teams, it was like 30 years of good, 30 years of bad, 30 years of good. Every Packer fan that doesn't want, you're scared, you just because you're going to get rid of Aaron Rodgers doesn't mean you're going to be bad for 30 years. Hey, newsflash, we might have to be bad for a year, okay? But I'd rather be bad for a year while getting stuff for the future for a quick turnaround than I would to have Aaron Rodgers just limp out of the playoffs again. And this is a great point from Jerry. Jerry tweets in and Jerry says, everyone's hero, will he take the pay cut like Brady and Breeze to run it back? That's the real question. Nobody even is discussing if Rodgers will take a pay cut because we know there's no way in hell he'll do it.
I think he would to keep Devontae.
If he takes a pay cut, a lot of this changes. Then you can bring a lot of these guys in. You don't want to take a pay cut.
I want to see Goody do his job and find the guys again like he did.
He'd rather get traded with Devontae somewhere, go play with Devontae so that he can look off Jerry Jeudy and Tim Patrick and Noah Fant and throw it down the field to Devontae Adams all the time.
This is the nature of the NFL. Quarterbacks get paid. I don't need to complain about Aaron Rodgers getting paid too much money. He's a top three quarterback in the NFL. Didn't play like it on Saturday, but he is. Let's just be honest here. He's going to win the MVP again. He deserves to be paid like it. He's going to get a lot of money. I'm not going to expect him to take a pay cut. Are we complaining about Patrick Mahomes taking too much money? No, because he's worth every cent of it. Why is it that Aaron Rodgers isn't worth the money? I get that he hasn't gotten you to a Super Bowl. That's incredibly disappointing. At some point, he's got to do it. But if you want to keep having shots at this thing, Aaron Rodgers is your best chance. I get that he hasn't gotten it done in the playoffs, but if you're at least in the dance every single year, you got a chance. Jordan Love might not get you to the dance. Whoever you go with might not get you to the dance. And maybe you get a lot of draft picks for him. That's great. What's the chances you hit on every one of those draft picks? That's great if you go out and trade him to Denver and you get Jerry Jeudy back. So
yeah,
now you have
again,
a replacement wide receiver.
This isn't 2014.
Who's throwing him the ball?
This is 2022. He's 39 years old.
I get it. You're going to go into this quarterback uncertainty.
So you have one more year of him.
You're going to go into this quarterback uncertainty, whether you like it or not, in either 2, 3, maybe even after next season if you keep Aaron Rodgers for one more year. Why wouldn't you give him one last shot at it? I understand this was the last year. Give him one more chance at it. I don't get why you have to move on from Aaron Rodgers because he hasn't gotten the job done. There have been plenty of quarterbacks that have not gotten the job done in the playoffs, and you got to give him another chance. I know Packers fans are frustrated with him. He hasn't gotten the job done. But if you want to win a Super Bowl, that's what it is. It's not division title town. It's not conference championship town. It's title town. And you want to win a Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers is going to give you the best chance to do that. And if you're going to disagree with me, then I don't think you're watching football, because these people that are left in this dance right now are good quarterbacks or an incredibly good team with a great coach.
Rodgers looked nothing like any of the quarterbacks I saw this weekend.
He looked like it in the regular season, okay?
But he doesn't do it in the playoffs.
He's looked like it in the playoffs before. He did it last year against L.A. He did it the year before when you get into that game against San Francisco. I want a ticket to the dance. I want to know that I got a shot to be there.
I don't like that. That's the Brewers' strategy. They're always like, we want knocks on the doors. Eventually, we'll come in. No, you know who
isn't that been the Packers thing for years?
Yeah, it hasn't worked. I haven't liked that the Packers did it.
I'm telling you,
the Bucks went for it. The Bucks traded all their picks for Jrue Holiday. They went for it, and it paid off. Otherwise, they could just be like, oh, we have Giannis. We'll get in the playoffs every year, and maybe one year we'll slip into the NBA Finals. No, they went for it. They went for it. The Brewers don't. The Packers aren't. Well, the Packers did. Packers did go for it this year. They went all in, and then Rodgers couldn't deliver. That's even worse.
I'm just saying, if you're going to move on from Aaron Rodgers, that means you're probably going to move on from Devontae. Then you might as well move on from everybody else. If you're saying you got to move on from everybody else because Aaron Rodgers is coming back, I think you're going to do the same thing if Aaron Rodgers is gone. So why not go ahead and bring Aaron back and give it a run one more time? Let Goody find his diamonds in the rough. He found dudes this year in Devondre Campbell and Rasul Douglas. Give it one more chance at it. After next season, he doesn't get it done. It makes sense to move on from him. He's going to go into his age 40 season. Fine. But after an MVP campaign where he had a chance to get the job done, they didn't. Next year, you're going to shore up the special teams, you'd hope. We haven't talked hardly at all about special teams today, and let's just be honest. Rodgers, he probably gets about 40% of the blame because they only scored 10 points. The other 60 goes on special teams, if not more, because they lost the football game. We can rag on Aaron Rodgers. It was special teams that cost them that game. Bring Aaron Rodgers back one more season. Take your chances with him. Don't move on just yet.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you won't fool me again. Tim is in Tulsa. Tim, thanks for hanging. What's up?
Well, hey, guys. So here's my take. Just listen to you guys every morning because it's the best sports talk show in the city. Toby, you are rational, and I am on your side. Bart, you're allowed, just like everyone else's. You're completely emotionally driven. And I get it, right? Everyone's emotionally just venting. But your facts are a little erroneous. They're being driven by your emotion. And I get it, right? I'm 100% on board. I am frustrated with the offensive play and Aaron Rodgers. Frustrated, right? But I do not, and no one, if anyone has any rationale out there, should put the blame solely on Aaron Rodgers. And here's why. It is a team sport. Team sport, right? Three phases you have to have clicking at the same time. Bart, I called in probably week 10, week 11. We had this conversation about special teams. It was special teams. So here's the thing. This is how it's facts versus emotion. How many points did Green Bay's offense put up, right? 10 points, correct?
Correct.
How many points did San Francisco's offense put up?
They scored 6 points.
Okay. How many points did the special teams give to San Francisco?
10 at least.
So what ended up being the score?
It was 13-10.
There you go. So it wasn't the offense. I'm okay with putting 10 points up offensively. Why? People are screaming. Everyone thinks that this team should just be plug and play, roll out the helmets, putting up 35 points every single day. The elements played for both sides, right? Aaron Rodgers played for his faults, right? The defense gave up the middle of the field like they've done all year for years and years and years, right? Special teams. They're ranked 33rd out of 32.
Look,
teams.
I need Rodgers to have more than 10 points.
But no, in those elements, 10 points can win you a game. Right? They held defensively. The offense put 10 points up. Not great.
If Aaron Rodgers is as great as we think he is, they score more than 10 points in that game.
You're emotional, right?
I am emotional. I'm tired of this.
It's okay.
I can't understand why we want to do it again. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You want to do it again? It doesn't work.
Bart,
it doesn't work.
I ran you factually why we should have won the game and why we didn't.
But we didn't. It doesn't work.
Right, but why didn't we win, Bart? Why? We just covered it.
Because it was special teams, and it was defense, and it was this, and it was this, and it's this. And it's never Rodgers. God forbid it's Rodgers staring down Devontae Adams for 2 years. I got to let you go. I love you, and you're a great man, but I got to let you go. I can't be this way. The Packers make me this way. I am tired of it. Why are we doing this every year? Oh, I'm so pissed now. I'm so pissed. You know how many people on Twitter I saw yesterday saying, hey, let's take the chance to remember. This is a great organization. Hey, thanks for following all my content all year. I really do love getting to know all you guys. What are we doing? What are we doing having handshakes and participation trophies? The Packers blew it again. 2 straight years. Number one seed. Home field advantage. Choke. 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 Rodgers choked. It'd be one thing if he didn't do it last year or the year before that or 3 years before that. He chokes. He's great in the regular season. Pressure's on. He focuses on Devontae. He chokes. Special teams. We knew they sucked. We knew they sucked. They were better than this. They're putting up 30 points a game. Oh, a little snow now? Rodgers is begging for a home field. He's begging for the cold. He's begging for the snow. And then he just focuses on Devontae the whole time? He's got as much to do with this as anybody. I'm not worried about the future. We're not going to be bad for 30 years. We're not going to win a Super Bowl with Rodgers. We're not. And this guy, you love him so much. This is probably all going to be mute because he'll probably retire so you get nothing. He'll probably retire on us so we get nothing out of it. Ryan Wood next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
1250 AM The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. Ryan Wood joining us, PackersNews.com. We have time and room for you. Thanks for hanging if you are. We will get to everybody. But first, Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, who joined us on our pregame show on Saturday. And we talked a little bit, obviously. And as the pregame show was winding down, Toby and I were discussing, and I said, you know, if the Packers do lose this game, because everything's in front of them, everything will have to go wrong. Everything and more. And, I mean, the defense played well, but other than that, I mean, we saw the Niners block a kick and return a punt for a touchdown in a playoff game. I don't think that's ever happened. I said it'd be one of the worst nights of our life as Packer fans, and it was. And Ryan Wood, as we've talked to you, what sticks out to me is I say this team's got to be winning a Super Bowl, right? And you say, Bart, I've thought this team was winning a Super Bowl a couple other times, and they just haven't got there. And they did it again, Ryan. Good morning. What the hell happened?
Same thing that happens every year, right? I mean, I try to tell you, Bart. You know, what you said they'd win seven, the 49ers out of 100. I said it was a lot closer to 60, 70. Look.
Yeah, this is one of those seven. See what has to happen for it to be one of those seven?
But here's the reality. The Packers are in the NFC Championship game. If they can just prevent two block kicks. One block kick could be enough. Two block kicks. Just don't have two block kicks. They couldn't do that. And that's not to absolve Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was nowhere near good enough. He deserves a lot of blame. You got to call it the way it is. But the special teams has been a disaster all season.
And it's been like the freight train coming at them all year. They refused to get off the tracks, and they eventually got ran over. That's what happens. You don't fix something, it's going to be a problem, and it becomes a bigger problem the longer you don't fix it. Anybody that's watched this team all year, the prevailing thought in the back of your head was, boy, this is a Super Bowl team, but what if special teams cost them? And guess what? Special teams absolutely cost them. So, look, it was a choke job. It was a travesty of a loss, because that first quarter, the way the Packers came out, they are a much more talented team than the 49ers. It is not close. It's not even close. The 49ers had no business being on the field with them. They should have run up the score, and they somehow lose 13-10. It's just it's an embarrassing loss.
So I've spent most of the morning on Rodgers. I understand about the special teams. I just, for me to come here, and if I was, what are we in? Hour number three of the show. If I were to come in here and spend a lot of the time on the special teams, like, I just think that we've done that before. You know, we've done that before. Well, it's the defense. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's he doesn't have enough weapons. Oh, it's this. It's always like whatever we can do to not talk about the Rodgers thing. And I was worried about the special teams, but also I thought this team was good enough. You know, some of these games are decided by like the quirkiest things, or a bounce or a coin flip. And you have to be just a little bit better than all those variables. And I really thought the Packers were. And they had an MVP quarterback playing MVP level 2 years in a row. And a lot of it to me comes back to him for everything that he said about this team, for it being the last dance. And I look at these last two playoff losses, and it's just that play where he had Lazard open. And it's not like after the fact. He mentioned it in his press conference. And then he says, oh, it was a 50-50 ball to Devontae. Okay, that's terrible math. That was not a 50-50 ball. For Rodgers, I just don't understand. And I'm at the point where, and everybody's like, oh, no, I mean, think of the next 30 years are going to be bad if you move on from Rodgers, because that's the way time works for Packers fans. Everything's in 30-year increments. It doesn't work. We've been expecting and thinking and have been at the doorstep pretty much every year since 2010. It doesn't work. I'm done. I am done. Ready. Move on. Done. So then Rodgers says, I don't want to be part of a rebuild. I mean, is he going to take a pay cut? No, no one ever talks about that, because we know he won't. Can you just talk? I'm out of breath.
So I think they both matter, right? I think they're both worth talking about. Special teams was the difference on the scoreboard, and that matters because they keep score for a reason. That's how you win. It was the difference on the scoreboard. Aaron Rodgers was the difference in the game. Aaron Rodgers, let's call it what it was. Aaron Rodgers played scared. Aaron Rodgers choked. It's what happened. And you know, the play that stands out to me the most isn't even that last third down where how he doesn't hit Alan Lazard there, I have no idea. There's no one covering him 30 yards downfield. I mean, here's your layup. Take it.
I mean, there's a direct scheme to get him open, too. There was a route concept that was the design. Yeah. Move the sticks.
But the play that stands out to me, like, everyone's going to remember that block field goal, and for a good reason. It's a difference in the game. It's a difference, on the scoreboard. The 3 points, get 3 points there, who knows what happened. Like, that absolutely matters. But how Aaron Rodgers didn't get a touchdown to Aaron Jones on that 75-yard catch and run, just lofts it up there, just you know, makes Aaron Jones turn around, put his back to the end zone, do a 360, stop all momentum, and then have him get going again, because he can't just you're an MVP quarterback. You have to hit that pass. You can't just throw it up there.
Josh Allen hit that pass many times yesterday.
That has to be a touchdown. That is as easy of a touchdown that any NFL quarterback will ever get. No one covered Aaron Jones down the right sideline. That should have never ended in a field goal. And it had nothing to do with Aaron Jones. nothing to do with Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones had no shot for a touchdown on that because he stopped all of his momentum. You have to that to me, it looks like a quarterback playing scared. It looks like a tentative guy out there. And when you sit back and think about it, we've seen that a lot in the playoffs. It's not just this year. We've seen that a lot from Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. I don't know why he's a different dude in the postseason than he is in the regular season when he's the baddest guy on the field. But he's not the baddest guy in the field in the postseason. He wasn't Saturday night, and it's not been the first time, and that's going to be a massive part of his legacy.
I mean, you look at the Chiefs game. You look at the Chiefs-Bills, Mahomes and Allen with a game for the ages, and it kind of looked like a Big Ben Aaron Rodgers game would have looked like 10 years ago. I mean, these guys throwing their bodies around, these guys doing everything, taking blow by blow. Rodgers didn't look anything like that. And so I think
I tweeted it. I tweeted it during the game. It feels somewhat strange to see quarterbacks actually make clutch plays in the playoffs. Because if you watched Mahomes and Allen last night, it was a night and day difference than what you saw from Rodgers and Garoppolo. And the fact that you got to group Rodgers and Garoppolo together, not good for Aaron Rodgers.
Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. You know, these guys will talk this week. We'll kind of have a postmortem. And I don't even want to talk all Rodgers, but to me, so what do you want to do? I get it. And from people on the outside looking in, and even people that are diehard Packer fans, you can't imagine like moving on from Rodgers. You say he gives us the best chance to win. You get the best chance to win with Rodgers, but you don't actually get to a Super Bowl. Like, we've seen this every year since 2010. At some point, it doesn't work. And it's not like this is after 2014 and I'm like, ah, geez, 4 years, no Super Bowl, get rid of him. The guy's going to be 39 next winter, okay? So the only way that they're going to a Super Bowl is if they go in as a wild card team or you put a dome up at Lambeau, because he can't play at Lambeau anymore in the playoffs. 7-7 in their last 14. The mystique is dead, absolutely dead. And you can get something for him now. Otherwise, he'll just retire on you, he'll leave, and you get nothing. This team is going to be $45 million over the cap. So even if you bring in Rodgers, the team's not going to be nearly as good. It just doesn't make any sense for me from a, hey, we know what the results are when we have Rodgers, to also we want to be good in the future. It doesn't make any sense for me why they wouldn't move on from him. And everyone likes to think that this is Rodgers' decision. This is Rodgers' narrative. It's his story. When Gutekunst is, I mean, he could easily just right tomorrow say, no, I've made up my mind. I'm trading Aaron Rodgers. It's what we are doing. Yet Aaron thinks it's all about him, and he doesn't want to be a part of this. He doesn't want to be a part of that. I hope the decision's made for him, honestly. Give him a reality check.
There's no question the team's got a good amount of influence on this decision. There is a team side to this. And there is definitely merit in considering moving on a quarterback and just getting what you can for Aaron Rodgers right now, whether that's 3 first-round picks, a couple premium players, not just him, but maybe Davante Adams too, and really just loading up. The problem with that is that it's a massive risk because you can load up all you want on defense. You don't got a quarterback. It doesn't really matter. And I understand that the 49ers have Jimmy Garoppolo, okay? They also have Kyle Shanahan in the most unique offensive scheme in all of football. Look how good the Los Angeles Rams were between Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford. Same pieces, a lot different, right? If you have whatever you want on defense, you don't have the quarterback, you have a very limited ceiling of what you can actually do in this league. It's a great way to end up like the Indianapolis Colts, which are chock full of Pro Bowlers and missed the playoffs because they didn't have a quarterback. So all of that hinges on still having the quarterback, and you've got the quarterback with Aaron Rodgers. Like, even if Aaron Rodgers said he doesn't want to be a part of a rebuild, so long as he's on the field, it's not really a rebuild because he is a guy that's going to win a lot of football games for you.
But he's not going to get you to a Super Bowl
in the regular season. But it's a catch-22. I mean, they've got a bad choice to make either way. There is one part to say. So you know, Aaron Rodgers saying that he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. That was, to me, the biggest thing that he said that stood out. there's a way to maybe alleviate some of that. Aaron Rodgers willing to take a pay cut?
Yeah, but he won't.
No, but he won't. You're right. But that doesn't mean that he can't. Won't and can't are different things. He won't. You're right. But if you don't want to be a part of a rebuild, if you actually care about your Packers legacy, maybe leave a little money on the table, spread it out, put some false years on the cap, whatever, and let some, you know, some of the other cap space go to the rest of the roster that desperately needs it. I'm just saying there is a way that Aaron Rodgers could alleviate some of that if he wanted to. That's so important to him that he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild.
If he was going to do it, he would have done it already.
If he's got that competitive itch, if he's got that fire to still play, there's a way to do it.
He won't. It's not even an option. He won't do it.
It is an option. He won't do it, but it is an option for him to do. Let's not confuse the two.
Right. So it's even worse that he won't do it.
But he could.
Yeah.
He has the option to do that, but he won't.
So one thing that I would like to say, too, is I think that what people are looking at is if you trade Aaron Rodgers, your chances of making a Super Bowl in 2022 are gone. It's not going to happen. You're not going to the Super Bowl next year with Jordan Love. But if you want to win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years, well, I think that you have a better shot of doing that. Trading Aaron Rodgers, rebuilding your team up, you know, taking the year that you knew was always going to be tough, living through it, coming out on the other side. Maybe you draft another quarterback. Maybe a Tom Brady type guy is available. I mean, Tampa never planned for Tom Brady to be available, and then he was. I've seen it enough where Aaron Rodgers is not going to get my Packers to a Super Bowl. And I'm willing to move on and get what I can for him. But knowing Rodgers, how it's always got to be his way or the highway, he'll probably know he's about to be traded and retire, and we get nothing for him.
Yeah, I mean it's a bleak future right now. This is the best team the Packers are going to field for maybe a long time, and. I don't know how they go about remedying that. There really are no good options for them when you're $40 million over the cap, when you've already restructured everybody that you could a year ago just to get under the cap this year, barely. There's a reason they called it Last Dance. This was an all-in year. And then they went out. And instead of rolling the score up on the 49ers the way it looked like they could earlier in the game, they choked. This is not a loss that's going to leave anytime soon. It's going to hurt for a while.
All right. I think I can stop using you as therapist.
You okay there, Bart? You okay there, Bart?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You'll be okay. The sun came up yesterday in Green Bay. I mean, you know, the world has not ended, but it feels like that from a proverbial football sense.
Look, I should have known. I watched this guy all year talk about me, try to control his narrative. You know, my way's better than you. I'm smarter than everyone. And then when push comes to shove, he thinks he's smarter. He just throws 20-80 balls to Devontae instead of to wide open guys. Why did I think he'd be any different?
What did I say all week, though? What did I say all week? The Packers, and this is the thing, this is why it hurts so much for fans, because there's some losses that expose your team as flawed or you learn something new about them. This wasn't one. The Packers are the most talented team in the conference by far.
Oh, yeah.
They really are that. The most talented team in the NFL. It's not enough to be the most talented team on paper. You actually have to go and do it on the field. You have to be the best team on the field. You have to play like who you are. And they have a history, especially under Matt LaFleur now. That history is growing under Matt LaFleur of not playing like who they are in the postseason. Matt LaFleur has accomplished a ton of success in the regular season. 39 regular season wins, first 3 years, most in NFL history, for the first 3 years of a tenure. He is now 3-for-3 in getting his teams to not show up in their playoff loss. Didn't show up in San Francisco 2 years ago. Didn't show up last year against Tampa Bay. Didn't show up this year against San Francisco. That's got to get fixed.
And who knows? Who knows the next time they'll be back in the playoffs? There's no guarantee if they move on from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that annual they're back in the playoffs this year, that goes out the window. You don't know. But whenever that happens, he's got to figure out the postseason.
All right, Ryan, appreciate you, buddy. We'll talk on Thursday, and then I don't know.
We'll talk again. We'll just shoot the breeze.
Sure Thursday, and then we'll talk. Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at GreatMidwestBank.com today. Also want to tell you about Hope. I hope that you had a chance to win some money over the weekend. You know, I was in a daily fantasy contest. I was winning $10,000 for a while during the first games yesterday. It was awesome. I took screenshots, showed it to all my buddies. I won zero. But for a while, I pretended. But you can win two with no entry fee. Thanks to our friends at BetQL, it is a free-to-play contest. For every round of the playoffs, 10 props are posted. All you have to do is create an account and make your picks. You have a chance to win $2,000 in weekly winnings. And just by signing up, you're entered into the grand prize drawing for $10,000. There's 10 props listed. There'll be 10 new props this week. Even if you didn't play yet, you can play this week and try to win the $2,000. Get started today at BetQL.com/props. BetQL.com/props. Got an email here. This one is from Mark. Mark says, hey, Bart, I don't like you ragging on Rodgers. Don't you remember when he helped raise money for those small businesses during the pandemic? Mark, as a matter of fact, I do. One, we're still in the pandemic. And two, I applauded Rodgers for that. I applauded Dave Portnoy for that. They were tremendous. They were heroes to a lot of small businesses. You know what the small businesses I think of? All the ones in Green Bay next week that aren't going to have an NFC Championship game because the Packers choked. That's who I think of. Let me get to Notebook Mike, 414-799-1250. Yeah, I'm giving you a little Elvis Costello, Mike.
A what?
Little Elvis Costello.
Oh, Elvis Costello, yeah.
Yeah, that's your theme song.
Yeah, he robbed Buddy Holly's look.
Yes, he did.
I want to say to all you guys, happy bad loss Monday.
You know, Buddy Holly was only 23 when he died.
Yeah, he died in a plane crash.
That's amazing.
Okay, who are the other guys that died?
We already did this.
Oh, we did this. Okay.
Yeah, Richie Valens and Big
Bopper.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, who was the third guy?
Didn't I say Big Bopper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, who didn't get on the plane?
He did not get on the plane.
He had a bad cold. They let Richie on because he had a bad cold, so the guy sat out.
Yeah, who was it?
Summertime Blues guy. I can't think of his name now. What are we talking about that for?
I don't know.
Did we kill it on CBS, Sean Pendergrass?
Oh, did you like me on there?
Yesterday?
Oh, you were on there too.
I was on right after you.
Yeah, CBS Sports Radio. I did a hit with Sean Pendergrass. And somebody tweeted me after and said, Bart, good interview. You sound more like a fan than a reporter. And I said, hello.
We are fans.
I'm an owner, son.
Yeah, your name came up in my discussion, too.
Oh, yeah? What'd you say?
Yeah. I don't remember. Okay, so Rodgers had the
Waylon Jennings, Mike.
No, what?
Waylon Jennings gave up his seat on that plane.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
No.
I just looked it up.
Get your guy over there to go on.
I'm looking it up right now.
It wasn't Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, okay. Well, I have Google.
I think his name was Cochran.
No, it wasn't him.
Steve Cochran? I don't know.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, about your snowblower now. Did you drain your gas?
No, my snowblower works. Everything's fine. I just can't open the gas. My gas container won't open, and I can't figure out how to. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Okay. We got to get the big problems out of the way, right?
Yeah. Well, I got like 1,000 people on hold, so we got to pick up the pace.
Well, I'll get it quick now. He had the wish list right in front of him. And I told Sean this. I call him Sean. Weather, check. Fast start, check. Starters back, check. Now we go to the minuses. Special teams, not spreading the ball. No good tight ends. Kelce and Kittle, I've been preaching this all year. Those are the difference makers. And the four teams left all have young quarterbacks. You have to draft a good tight end. I don't know if Toby's going to pay Rodgers $35 million. Maybe he can start a GoFundMe page. They're not going to pay him that. Do you agree?
Yeah, Rodgers needs to get traded tomorrow.
You can't give him $35 million. And you're not getting 3 firsts. You're getting 1 first, maybe 2 seconds. I mean, let's get realistic.
Well, if I was another team, like, do I want to, like, who, okay, I don't, do I even want to trade for Rodgers? Like, let's say I'm, honestly, let's say I'm Pittsburgh. Let's play this out. Let's say I'm Pittsburgh or Denver.
How about Cleveland?
And I'm going to give up a bunch of firsts for maybe 1 or 2 years of this old-ass guy who can't play in the cold when I'm already in a conference with Burrow and Herbert and Mahomes and Allen?
Yes.
Like,
I'm
not getting past them. So you're going to give up a bunch of picks for nothing?
I would do it.
I wouldn't even trade for Rodgers. No, stupid. Why would I even trade for Rodgers?
Well, what about Cleveland?
Cleveland, they're not getting past. I mean, they're not getting past these guys.
Yeah. Well, their quarterback's banged up. I mean, that's logical, isn't it?
I'm going to tweet that.
They got a bunch of draft picks.
Is Rodgers even tradable?
I'm going to go and retweet that so quickly and say yes.
Why would anyone in the AFC want him? You're going to give up a bunch of picks?
Who else is going? How else are they going
to
get by these guys?
At minimum, fifth.
Yeah. How else are they going to get past Burrow? How else are they going to get past Allen? How else are they going to get past Mahomes with Drew Lock, Dwayne Haskins?
$35 million.
I don't care. Aaron Rodgers is worth $35 million.
They can't.
He's worth more than that.
You know what? I watched a game with my mom. She's like, I want to watch the game. She said, how come he always runs to the right? And I said, because that's where Davante Adams is. I've never seen him run to the left and make a difficult pass. Mahomes, that guy can pass from anywhere.
And you're going to mortgage your future for it?
For what?
I'm just finishing my tweet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Look, sometimes I talk, and sometimes, you know, there's been something that I've noticed, Mike, about some of the things that I say, is that I'm very good at saying things that people don't want to accept as true when I say it, but in a couple of weeks or months' time, they'll think, oh, yeah, Bart was right.
Well,
that's kind of where I live.
Hold on, Bart, and I'm going to leave you with this. Last 2 weeks, I listened to about 80 hours of talk radio on the Fan. And everybody had this game won for the Pat. You know, the weather.
Well, not brilliant Peter Schrager, who woke up the next morning, looked over at John Lynch, and said we did
one it. I only heard one guy call in and say the Packers were going to lose. And that was me. Here's what you heard. The Packers are going to win that. Long pause. The Packers are going to win the Super Bowl. And you were on board.
You said
the Packers were going to win the Super Bowl.
I did. I said it. I thought it.
I didn't even go to the Magic 8-Ball on this one. I had them losing next week. The only thing I'm kicking myself for is not betting money on this one.
Yeah, me and my brother decided we're going to, in the future, constantly hedge our bets. So whenever the Packers are in a playoff game, we're going to put $1,000 on the other team so that if we lose, we can at least profit.
So who are you taking next week?
I'm going to take the Rams, obviously, but that's more of a I need them to win for my sanity, and then I'm going to take Kansas City. That's four straight AFC playoff games.
I'm going to take the 40 winners.
The 40 winners. I made that up.
40 winners.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take, boy, that's a tough, I can't take Cincy.
All right, well, we got plenty of time to talk about that. I am going to bid you
adieu. I'll let you guys go.
Yeah, notebook Mike.
Hey. Have fun doing your snow. I'm going to go back to bed.
Yeah, I there's nothing I hate more than doing the snow. There's nothing I hate more. John is in Franklin, 414-799-1250. Let's get to him. Johnny!
Party. So, took a little while to get on today.
I got everybody wanting to talk, and I want to talk to everybody.
I am glad, you know, I sustained what happened Saturday, now, especially now that I'm a little older age, because some of the takes I've heard this morning. I mean, this loss is going to affect everybody differently. But I heard somebody coming down on the defense, and I just about...
I think KJ was trying some performance art there. I'm not sure what that was about.
And I enjoy KJ's calls. But I'll tell you what, that defense... That defense deserved a better fate.
They had a stop on 4th-and-1, and I was never so proud of them. And I thought for sure we were winning this game.
That was the dagger. That was the dagger. We didn't need to score any more points. All we need to do is prosecute 3 or 4 first downs and play keep away. This is what, and I understand Dylan was out. After the loss, I didn't really watch a lot of coverage. Couldn't take it. Didn't want to take it.
I passed right up.
I did replay the block punt in 46. You need to go away. You need to go play for the Lions. You need to get off my team. And by the way, you know, the loss is on the offense, okay? This loss is on the offense. This loss is in no way, shape, or form is on the defense. The defense was hung out to dry by the 3-and-outs and the pathetic performance of the offense in the second half. The Bears thought that was bad. That pass on 3rd down, the one that I called before he threw it and said this was going to be Rodgers' last pass as a Packer, because you could just see it. You didn't have to be a savant. You could just see this whole thing circling the drain, even though every advantage was given to the Packers. Our team, and I won't apologize for calling the win. I won't apologize for rooting for my team. But, Bart, I'm 100% in your corner. I am done. It wasn't just a loss. It wasn't just another playoff loss. It's the way that thing went. That's it. There isn't another chapter to write in the positive direction. We need to move on. And I understand that's likely not going to go real well, at least not at first. But that you can't come off that performance. 46, that was embarrassing. How was this guy the last line of defense to our punter, especially in the end zone? That we should.
How does a punt get blocked and it just sits there for like 3 days?
That was. Did you see play that play over? He was pushed around. I would have gave up a better block effort. It was like he wasn't even trying to block him. He wasn't even in front of him. I mean, how does that happen? How do you have 10 players up against the field goal that's going to end your season? That special teams. That's also on the front office or whoever, LaFleur, whoever didn't want to deal with the special teams coach midseason.
Hey, Mike the Painter called them once the not-so-special teams. How about that?
Special needs.
I don't know if you can say that.
Unbelievable. Unbelievably bad. But we knew that's what we had with special teams. So guess what? If you just hold on to the ball and run 3 or 4 plays, and, you know, you're stuck watching the feed. As a fan, you're stuck watching the television feed. So I was going to be very interested in hearing more detail, because all I saw was the San Francisco 49ers. I saw 11 defenders up on my TV screen. I'm like, what's going on? Why aren't we stretching their defense out? They got 11 guys up. We're trying to run the ball.
MVS wasn't there. So apparently we've hated on MVS for 3 years, but we lost the game because he wasn't there.
Nobody else could stretch the defense. That's on Hackett. That's on LaFleur. Come on. Nobody else can run a fly pattern and try to loosen things up.
Nope.
This is a devastating loss and it's going to sit in all of our hearts and all of our minds right after the 2014 loss.
Yeah.
At least with 2014, we knew we weren't thinking about Rodgers being gone and starting all over again. This is, in some ways, this one might hurt more.
No, start over. John, thanks for the call. Start over. It'll be interesting. Same old every year. Why do you want to keep doing this? Let's make things interesting. Nick says, unable to call. There's one way to keep special teams from making a difference. Convert on third downs. Mwah! To you, sir. James is in Burlington. James.
Hey, you know, Bart, if this would have been a couple weeks ago, I would have been vehemently against your beliefs, but I am so with Bart on this.
I probably would have been against my beliefs 4 weeks ago, too.
But, you know, watching this, you said something, yes, it reminded me of the last Favre game. But also, I look at, it's the time is now. If you're going to get any value for this guy, and if you can, if he doesn't retire, but, you know, you think, oh, we're so far away if we lose him. Are we really, though? We got some great, I think we got some good, solid defenders on our defensive part of the ball. I think we got a great running attack that can be bolstered. You get first-round picks, free up salary cap. You may not get another Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, we don't know what we have with Jordan Love. I know he's not Aaron Rodgers, but it's time for a new chapter to start.
Well, everybody thinks that just because we're going to move on from Jordan Love, it means he's going to be our quarterback for 15 years, no matter how bad he is, because that's how, you know, that's how Packer quarterback. Maybe he's a quarterback for two. Maybe there's a different quarterback. I don't know. I don't know what the future is, but I know what Rodgers is. Rodgers doesn't get us to a Super Bowl anymore. So we got to be done. It's not working. Try something else.
Think of this part. Let's take advantage of being an outdoor cold weather team, not a finesse passing team. Let's have a stronger defense. And the defense played awesome. I was so proud of all those guys and the effort they put into that game. And again, you know, let's own the frozen tundra. Let's make it that type of team. The hell with this quarterback that can't handle the elements, even though he says, oh, we got to have home field. And you're right. He's a dome quarterback. Trade him to a dome team. Move him on. I agree. Why wait for him to make the decision? Goody, get some goots and get up there and just say, this is our plans. And we have an offer on the table. Do it before the draft. To me, it just makes sense at this point. I'm not speaking from emotion. I think that's pure business sense. I think it's the best thing for the future of this franchise and to have a decent product out there. I love Aaron Rodgers. Thanks for the great highlights. It's been fun watching you. Let's move on. Thank you. You'll get your day, your uniform day at Lambeau. It's time to move on, and I'm at peace with that right now. I think it's the best move for this franchise.
Me too, and if you want, I'm going to go help there and help them pack. So if you want to join me, whoever wants to join me, maybe that's what I'll do. I took a bus trip to Lambeau with Windows Select in the preseason. Maybe I'll take a bus trip up to Green Bay to help Rodgers pack. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. I don't need him. Do anything for me anymore. Imagine a playoffs that you can just watch football and have fun. Instead of watching a playoff game that has to be marred and tainted by yet another stupid loss. I think Horvat's going to join us. I don't know. I mean, if you think I'm in a bad mood, I don't know what shape this guy's in. More coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.